And Hillary Clinton heads to South Korea later today for a gathering of donor nations looking to make foreign aid more effective. But her news-making stop will come later in the week, when she will be the first Secretary of State in 50 years to visit Myanmar. That country's repressive regime long ago turned it into one of the most isolated in the world. The secretary's visit will support a new political opening in Myanmar, what President Obama has described as flickers of progress. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton says she's going to Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, to test the waters, to see how committed the country's new leader is to reforms. She'll also meet with Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, who's rejoining the political process in the country and who has been guiding U.S. policy, according to an activist, Aung Din.
She has been in touch with the U.S. authorities all the time. I mean, the U.S. policy right now is being guided by her. She's our key figure to unify the country.
Aung San Suu Kyi, who has spent years in prison and under house arrest, has made it clear that she's ready to work now with Myanmar's new president, Thein Sein, who has begun to open up the country in recent months. Aung Din is not so sure.
Even though I'm not very confident yet, I have to support it.
Aung Din is a former student activist who spent more than 4 years in jail before fleeing the country and starting up an advocacy group called the U.S. Campaign for Burma. He backed the Obama administration's approach, maintaining sanctions, while also trying to engage Myanmar's leaders. He calls Clinton's trip risky, but hopes she will deliver a tough message to the regime.
I just wish that the regime would take this visit seriously and respond positively by making some concessions, importantly, the releasing all remaining political prisoners and ending the civil war with ethnic minorities.
Secretary Clinton told NBC recently that these are all issues that will be high on her agenda.
They need to begin to look at how they resolve these ethnic conflicts that have driven tens of thousands of Burmese of different ethnicities into refugee status. They have to have a real electoral system with an open door to political parties and free expression. I mean, this is about whether they are on a path to democracy.
Before going to Myanmar, Clinton will be attending a conference in Busan, South Korea. That's where donor nations and recipients are grappling with another major challenge, tight budgets.
The background truth that we are all facing up to is we're going to have to do a lot more with a lot less.
That's Paul O'Brien of Oxfam America, who says that the conference will bring together donors and developing countries to talk about a deal they had made. If poorer countries clean up corruption and manage their finances better, donors will try to be more predictable with their aid. O'Brien says the latest reports show that donors are not keeping their end of the bargain.
On the 13 indicators that the donors were supposed to meet, they failed on 12 of them and succeeded on one. And the only one they succeeded on was talking to each other more. So this whole idea that you guys get your acts together and we'll trust you more is failing.
And in the meantime, emerging powers like China have been offering big investments in Africa and Latin America without all the strings attached.
They've got lots of money to invest, but they don't want to see discussion in the same way around democracy and human rights and transparency. So the real question for the secretary is she going to be able to move the discussion back towards what we were all there for in the first place, which is let's get these countries to be more accountable and let's hold them accountable and let's make sure that their citizens can also hold them accountable, the deeper political agenda that we've all been working on for many decades.
That's an agenda Secretary Clinton will be trying to push both in Korea and in Myanmar this week. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.